think specifically on the area of racial integration, the school system right now is confronting a variety of different challenges, and I don't think has quite figured out yet the best way to try to respond to those challenges.
Can you name some of those challenges?
I think the single biggest challenge right now is how to respond to what I would describe as the de facto segregation of so many schools in the Charlotte-Mecklenburg system since the switch to the current student assignment plan approximately 5 years ago. I think what we have continued to see too frequently to CMS's detriment over the past 5 years have been schools that become increasingly white or increasingly African-American, and only a more modest number of schools that are either because of a happy situation of geography or a particular magnet program that they're able to offer, are those schools still able to attract a diverse section of students that I think more accurately mirrors and reflects the diversity throughout Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Is it safe to say that those schools with more diversity are in the minority?
There are certainly a very large number of schools that either have an almost exclusively white population or almost exclusively African-American population. Whether it's a majority, I'd actually have to pull some charts for you that I have at the office I don't have here and tell you for sure.
What are some of the reasons that are causing this, as you call it, de facto segregation?
I think you saw between 1970 to 2000, the 30 or slightly 30 plus years you had busing for racial integration in the schools. I think in a lot of ways, Charlotte has seen tremendous progress during that time. There's still a lot of ground to cover and a lot of glaring inequities that are still out there. But I don't think that an area where much progress was made, even while white folks and African-American folks were going to school together, you didn't see an abundance of integrated neighborhoods. And because of that, once you start trying to do any student assignment plan that's not going to require, I mean, just really, really exceptional expense, even beyond the large amounts of money we still spend on busing now in CMS, you can't draw geographically centered student assignment slots, given where schools historically are located, and expect that schools to come up with an integrated population. There's still a tendency inborn in almost all of humanity that like attracts to like, and I don't think we as a society have overcome all of those barriers, and I wouldn't suggest that we as a Charlotte-Mecklenburg community have overcome those barriers. There are a lot of people, fortunately, in Charlotte-Mecklenburg who do choose to seek out those opportunities. I think that's why you do have some schools in the middle ring that hold together with diverse populations. I think that's why you've got a lot of magnet programs that flourish with diverse populations. But I also think you've got some folks who are simply making the choice not to work that hard to bring that diversity and integration about.
Is it now more of an economic issue rather than a skin color issue?
I have certainly spoken with enough individuals of color, African-American, Hispanic, other, I mean, Asian, Indian, Pakistani, who they'll make the call that if they have the choice and the opportunity and the resources to be able to send a child to private school or parochial school, they're going to, anyway, you know, this is not a scientific study. This is just my impression of talking with a whole lot of people and looking at some numbers as to the student population in CMS. But I increasingly think that people of whatever skin color, as long as they have the green, the cash to make the choice, will send their kids elsewhere. And that's been a trend over the past 6 to 8 years, given the uncertainties of what was going to be happening in CMS and now how CMS has been able to respond.
Has desegregation been a success?
I would say that the conditions for people of all races are better now than they were 50 years ago. In terms of educational opportunities that are available, in terms of the economic prosperity that our region enjoys, I do think that desegregation, integration for 30-plus years in our public schools has been a powerful force for good.